Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for continuing to put up with my raspy voice as I deal with it. It doesn't hurt. Don't worry. I know it probably sounds like it, but it doesn't hurt at all. Just a little bit of a, just a tiny smidge of laryngitis. So, man, and some people might think it even sounds better. So maybe we got that going today. Anyway, thank you for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having a new friend on the show with us. JJ Kaleo is a reporter for Forbes Media, an outstanding organization that we've been telling you about for a long time, Forbes.com. And he's been reporting on, he and a couple other folks have been reporting on a piece called the Nifty 50. Let's get JJ in here to talk to us about that. JJ Kaleo, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. The Nifty 50. Now, tell us who these people are. Just give us an overview of who they are and a little bit of the methodology that you use to identify them.
Of course. So this is the first installment of what we call our America's Most Promising Companies list. So we're actually going to be releasing 50 more, so the full 100 will be released February 6th. And
all right,
the way that this list works, yeah, so, you know, look out for that. is basically we're looking for private, young, fast-growing companies, you know, dynamic companies, certainly under 15 years old, usually a good bit younger than that.
Right.
And so, you know, the way that we're judging these companies is we're basically, you know, taking a holistic view. You know, we're kind of judging them how an investor, you know, a venture capital investor, private equity investor, or just, you know, kind of a common sense way to look at a company. So we look at the management. We like to see that they've had past exits, you know, that they've started companies before or have had some,
right,
some very, yeah, some interesting experience. Yeah. The quality in investors, the growth both in revenue and hiring, so their operating history, the size of the market they're operating in, their margins, any key partnerships or customers, and you know, generally the strength of the product and how they're viewed kind of in their industry. The way that we do that is they fill out surveys. We work with a company called CVS as well, which kind of uses software to gauge the strength of a lot of these companies as well.
What I like about these companies is they all have revenue. I see some of these lists sometimes, JJ, when they're so early that they're promising and people think they're great, but they haven't got any customers yet.
Yeah, and that's tough to, you know, that happens a lot in the tech world, certainly, is that investors are okay with, you know, banking on these companies that don't have revenue for, you know, 3-4 years. That certainly makes us a little bit uncomfortable. So we like to see some operating history, and we like to know that the business model is actually proven and that people are willing to pay for, you know, the product that they're offering.
Exactly. And so, all these companies have revenue in the millions, usually tens of millions, and if not hundreds. Now, also, and they're not just tech companies. You got people selling goods here, too, don't you?
Sure. Yeah, we don't, you know, we don't have a bias. We try to keep this open to every industry. You will see that there is a preponderance of tech companies and software companies, and I think that's just kind of the nature of the time that we live in. You know, there's a lot of growth in those areas, so our list certainly reflects that. But we
some
do like
some
to
of the
get
technology
a good mix of industries.
Is some of the technology is using technology to deliver a product like pet insurance or something like that. I mean, it's
that's right.
I like the way you've got a good cross section. Are all of them have every one of your top 50 gone to venture capitalists? Have they gotten first, second, third tier investor capital?
Not necessarily. That's something we like to see. The quality of the investors, if we see that they're backed by a first-rate venture capital firm, that certainly right. helps. But right. we also know that a lot of great businesses out there are started with just friends and family, with seed capital or bootstrapped. So we want to take that into account as well.
Right. But these are some of the things, some of their methodology, folks. Are the kind of things that banks and investors look at you and ask about you when they're thinking about putting their cap with you. We come back, we're going to get into some of the details of some of these companies with J.J. Kaleo. He's with Forbes. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.